Workers who survived the deadly Rana Plaza garment factory collapse in Bangladesh in April are being trained so that they can find new jobs. The project, which is sponsored by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, is one of the initiatives stemming from the tragedy in which more than 1,000 people were killed. Bangladesh is one of the world's leading exporters of ready-made garments. The ILO says the rapid growth of the sector over the past two decades has created many jobs, but with tough conditions and low pay. Minu Akta was only 14 when she began her first job in the garment industry. She had been working in an apparels company on the fourth floor of the Rana Plaza complex for just under 5 years.
Suddenly, one day, the garment factory collapsed. I was trapped inside the collapsed building for 3 days before the rescue workers found me. I was in the hospital for 15 days. Then I was sent home from the hospital. When I came out of the hospital, I could not work. I had difficulty hearing and an injured backbone and legs. I tried to work with garments again, but I could not.
Minu lay smothered under dead bodies in the rubble for 3 days. Her limp body was piled onto a mass of corpses and then laid out in a makeshift mortuary in a high school playground. Thankfully, someone heard her faint cries and realized she was still alive. Minu says she still suffers from the injuries she sustained during the collapse, in addition to ongoing trauma from being trapped under the building. It's a sensation shared by Kaleda, a young mother who remembered a verse from the Quran in those dark moments.
That day, we didn't want to enter the factory building. They said, "We will not pay you if you do not go into the factory." Then we agreed to enter. When we went in and started work, the whole building began to shake. Then the electricity went off and the generator started up. I started to run, but did not even make it 30 seconds before the roof fell on me. It all happened so quickly after we started work. When the roof came down, it hurt my head. I was thinking of God and a verse from the Quran. There is no God but one God. It felt like the whole building was falling down. I felt thirsty. I started rolling around looking for water. I thought I was going to stop breathing. I found there were 12 people around me. We shouted and rescuers came to us. They pulled us from the building using torchlight. When they rescued me, I got hurt in my face. Since then, I have become really afraid. I am even scared to walk next to a building.
Despite their fears, Minu, Kaleda, and other garment workers are forging ahead with support from the International Labour Organization, the ILO. The ILO's Technical Vocational Education and Training Reform Project, in partnership with a major non-governmental organization called BRAC, is equipping survivors with skills so that they can find new jobs. Today, Minu and Kaleda work in a tailor's shop where they're mentored by a supervisor and master craftsperson. The two women also support each other as they're learning, and they dream of someday opening their own shops. As Mina put it, "Seeing my family, having a job, I finally feel like I'm alive again." Deanne Penn, United Nations.